Happy New Year, and welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. I'm your host, Lisa Scheffler. I'm so glad you're joining us here at the beginning of 2024, because for the last 5 years here at Christ Fellowship, we have started the new year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. It's an opportunity for everyone connected to Christ Fellowship to take some time here at the beginning of the year to really focus on God, to spend time with Him in prayer, to study His Word, and to fast from something in order to worship Him fully and get to know His will for us, our lives, to be energized and inspired to live out His will in our world. And this year, we're excited to focus on the I am statements of Jesus in the Gospel of John. Bruce is going to tell us all about it here in our conversation. All right, everybody, welcome back to the Pastor's Pregame Podcast. And I hope you had a good Christmas and a good New Year. But it's time to think about 2024.
That's right. It's here now.
And something that we've done for, is it really been 6 years?
I don't know. See,
or 5 years, is it?
We started in...
Y'all just hold on while we figure this out.
2018 or 19.
So this is 5 years?
Must be the fifth year.
Okay. Okay. But yes, so we have done for the last several years, we'll just go with that, several. We have done started the year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. And this is something that you really felt moved by the Spirit to lead us in. And talk a little bit about why. Tell everyone that may not know, new people, what the genesis was of this.
Yeah, I really did feel God leading me to say, I should start the year with 21 days of prayer and fasting. And then I thought our leaders should. And as I shared it, maybe in November, everyone said, wait a minute, we should call the whole church to this. And then there was just this groundswell of excitement of going, wait a minute, we ought to devote ourselves to this. And let's pray for revival. And let's stop everything. Mm-hmm. And so we literally stopped every ministry in the church and every plan that we had. We said, nope, let's pause. And we just devoted ourselves. And people came up to the church and we said, we want to invite you to come to the church for prayer and fasting. And there's going to be no plan, which is the opposite of my personality.
Right?
So I had no idea what I'm going to say, what we're going to sing. Someone said, let's have a baptistry ready. I said, oh, sure. And people streamed in. And we thought, you know, prayer meeting, if you get 10, 20, 40, even if you invite the whole church, 50 people, it'd be great.
And that's a successful prayer meeting.
And this was 100, then 200, 300, 400, 500, 700 people. And we were planted in Worship East, and it overflowed. And we had to overflow in the worship center. So we moved it to the worship center. And it was just absolutely a move of God's Spirit. And 100 people were baptized. Lives changed. We saw miracles of healing, marriages put together, people trusting in Christ. It was absolutely remarkable. People from around the city were coming who don't go to Christ Fellowship, just who had heard about it. Mm-hmm. And you can't bottle something like that up and recreate that.
No. That's the move of the Lord. That's
but
not us.
The practice of starting the year with prayer and fasting is really a healthy, helpful process every year.
Yeah, it is. It's a good way to start the year. It's a good way to sort of recenter yourself, remind yourself what's really important. And, you know, I think probably everybody has something on their heart that they really need to take before the Lord and spend some time with Him over in your life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a decision you have to make, whether it's a sin you've been struggling with. And so just really taking that time and saying, I'm going to dedicate these 21 days and every day I'm going to be diligent to fast and pray and just seeing what the Lord will do. The stories have been remarkable. You know, it doesn't have to be 1,000 people in the worship center.
That's right.
And in fact, this year we're moving away from everyone coming to the building to what?
That's right. I mean, it's interesting. Every year we've done a little different. And so some people think, well, we always do. No, every year has been different.
Yeah.
And that opening year, we met at the building every single night at 7 p.m., 21 nights in a row. Yeah. That was kind of crazy and exciting. And this year, our vision, our focus is to bring the vision home.
Yeah.
Bring the vision home, because we find there is so much loneliness, anxiety, and addiction in homes. Mm-hmm. And that home, in some ways, should be the easiest place to follow Christ, but it's often the hardest place.
Yes.
And so we want to bring 21 days home. And I think that's going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, It really is. We're asking a lot, but we're asking a lot with the hope that God is going to do amazing things in people's homes and lives.
That's right.
That is our prayer, and that is our anticipation.
That's right. And we know the home is where it all starts.
Yeah.
And so you don't have to go to the church building to worship God. You can worship God in your home.
Yeah.
But realize people don't know, most people don't know, you know, what would you do?
Yeah.
And so we have created this at-home guide
mm-hmm.
that you've helped create. It really mastermind the whole thing. But we have a whole team of people who have put this together to equip you to do 21 days at home.
Yeah, and I saw the printed copy yesterday, gave it one more proofread, and I'm so excited to get it in people's hands. I really am. I'm, like you said, you wrote all the Engage God Daily part, which is the individual. So the guide will have an individual part. So it'll be you and the Lord, and you'll do a study on the I Ams. We'll talk about that in a minute. But then at the end of every day is a page that's for you to do with others. And this could be your family, but you know, if you think, well, I live alone. Well, there's FaceTime and there's phone calls and there's text messaging. And so there's some ideas that you can use to do this, no matter what stage of life or what home configuration you have. You can invite neighbors over. You could maybe do some days with your life group. I mean, we want to let the Spirit lead.
That's right.
But we want to equip you with some ideas and places to start.
And so what's cool is in the guide itself, then there are two parts each day. So the first part's the Engage God Daily,
yeah.
which is designed for you to do individually. You could do it with someone else, but individually it's designed for you and God. Then there's a worship together,
yeah,
which would be kind of like what you did coming to the church, but this is to do in your home with whomever.
Mm-hmm.
So two parts, and it could be like in my life, it'd be morning and evening. It'd be the morning is my individual time. The evening is my worship together time for me, it'd be me and my wife, Tamara. Because we're empty nest, it's just the two
yeah.
of us. And yet the guide is designed to where it can be for adults
mm-hmm.
or it can be with teenage kids or elementary school age kids.
Yeah, we really tried to keep, I mean, you know, you can't be all things to all people.
Right.
But we really were intentional about, okay, what could a family that has little kids, what could they do? Well, okay, you may only have 5 minutes that you're going to be able to keep
that's
their
right.
attention. And that's okay.
You might ask one question.
One question, one prayer. And,
right.
And maybe
one
sing
verse.
A song.
Yeah.
And then that might be enough. And that's good. That's good.
And so we've given you resources that you might have three or four questions to choose from and pick one.
Yeah. And I did every day. I tried to write questions and a very simple question that a child can answer.
And
then some more in-depth questions.
Thinking of music, we have a Spotify
yeah,
list.
Yeah. We have a QR code to Spotify playlist.
Yeah.
There.
So you don't have to be able to sing
right.
or play an instrument.
You can just listen to the songs or you can pick music that's meaningful to you.
Right,
you may have
right.
some favorite music that would be good. So I'm excited. I really hope people will embrace it and try it. I know it's a little daunting to think I'm going to do this for 21 days, but it's like that old adage of like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And it's like, this is, how do you do this? Well, you do it one day at a time. So, you know, you commit to doing 21 days and then, you know, you do one day and then you do the next day. And then if you miss the next day because something happens in life, that's okay. Just pick up the next day.
And in some ways it's easier than going to the church 21 nights
sure,
in a row.
You don't have to bundle everybody up and go.
That's right. In other ways, it's harder because you're at home and you're distracted.
Well, and it's on you.
That's
you have
right.
to initiate it.
That's
Someone
right.
Someone has to initiate it in the home.
That's right.
But I'm hoping that the kids will embrace this and they'll be excited and they'll be like, hey, mom and dad, aren't we supposed to do 21 days?
Yeah. And we even like for little kids have a little check off of 21
yes.
circles. Did you?
We have a great graphic designer and she designs little cards for each of the I Am statements.
Yeah. I love those. I saw
that
them.
Kids can color. So if you have little kids and they also have, like you said, there's a list of verses for younger kids so they could just read one verse a day and they have a little sticker. You could
put
short verse
even.
A short verse. Put a sticker on there. So we've tried to think of some ways to engage all kinds of people.
And I'm excited about the Engage God Daily part.
Yes, Bruce did a good job on this.
Well, thanks. The team said to me, they said, hey, let's make it more robust. And in the past couple years, I've done it really light. I wanted people to have more like quiet time with God. So it's just maybe one verse and something
and
small
time.
To think
yeah.
about, more prayer time. And this year, we said, let's go move to more Bible study. And really engage the word of God. And so these I Ams you mentioned, the Gospel of John is known, one special thing in the Gospel of John among several is the I Am statements. And John makes seven, or Jesus makes seven I am statements. He says, I am the bread of life is the first one. And then in John 8, he says, I am. And so what we're going to do is lead us to understand Jesus more, to get to know Jesus and build our relationship by exploring these seven I ams.
Yeah. So talk a little bit, set the stage for us. Why is it significant that Jesus said, I am? I mean, why does that matter? It's like, yes, you are.
Okay, right. And so
why does that matter?
In Exodus 3, God revealed his name to Moses at the burning bush. And he said, my name is Yahweh, which means I am, or I am who I am. So God is the I am, the always existent one. So when Jesus said he is the I am, he's claiming to be God.
Yeah.
And in that moment, the Jewish people realized that, and those who were opposed to Jesus tried to stone him.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to kill him because they said, you're blaspheming. You're claiming to be God, which he did claim to be God, and he is God.
Yeah, with reason. Yeah. And so the I am statements, you start the preparation week. Like you said, we want people to start on January 1 because that's when the study really starts.
And if you didn't start January 1, you just start on whatever day it is. Start today.
Yeah, start today. But we want people to get engaged because that first week is where you set the stage for that and talk about Jesus as the I am.
That's right.
And what that means. And then starting the next week, we'll go into those seven statements. And you have like two or three a week to focus on.
That's right. And in the Gospel of John, there's fascinating connections that we're going to help you find. Like Jesus will do a miracle. He heals a blind man. And then he says, I'm the light of the world. And these are connected in the Gospel of John. Or bread of life, and he feeds 5,000 people.
Yeah.
These are connected, and we'll help you see that. And then there's connections to the Old Testament that will help. You may have heard of manna in the Old Testament, and the bread of life is connected to the story of manna in the Old Testament. So we're going to help you form connections through the scripture.
Yeah. And one thing I love about the I ams, and this is as I wrote the guide, the at-home part, I realized it afresh, is that Jesus used such concrete examples. Like it wasn't hard for me to find a question to ask little kids. Because little kids understand, like, what does bread do for you?
Right.
Why do we eat bread? Why do we eat any food? So what does it mean that Jesus is the bread of life? And it's like, Jesus is obviously a master teacher. And so he uses very concrete things to describe facets of who he is and what he has accomplished for us. And so I think doing this study, you will really come to appreciate that. And I think each one will touch your life in a different way. And it will really reveal to you all that Jesus is to you and will be to you and has been to you. And it'll be really, really good.
Yeah, I think so too. And we've just year by year built more and more robust tools and resources. And so we have a whole website devoted to this. So fasting might be new for you.
Yeah.
You know, what is that and what's that about? And so we have so many resources on fasting to help you, to make it simple, to explain it. What's the biblical background? How do you practically do it? And this year, we've got a little interesting twist that really Lisa suggested, and I'm completely supportive of, which is the idea of a media fast. And so how did that occur to you? What are you thinking with a fasting? We usually think, I'm going to not eat, or I'm going to not eat coffee, or not drink coffee, or not eat chocolate. But what is a media fast?
Well, okay, so a lot of you may know this, or some of you may know this. In a prior life, that was my focus in study, was media studies. So I have actually a master's degree in media studies, which is how is society affected by media, and how are we as individuals affected by media? So it's always been an interest of mine and something I'm really aware of. And just in our completely media saturated environment, I mean, we carry tiny televisions in our pockets. Right. So we have access to not only traditional media, movies, television, but we have access to, you know, social media, which is a whole other thing. I'm also really interested in news media and how different, like if you can really put yourself in an echo chamber where you only hear certain voices that just reconfirm your biases. And so I think all of us have different areas where we may be overly dependent on media. I actually have done a little research into this, and most of the studies will say that moderate media use is fine, but there is a point at which it becomes too much and we become dependent on it and almost addicted to it. And so, you know, I think it would be really healthy for a lot of us. I know I did this personally. I went off of one of the social media platforms that for a while was really good for me.
Did you have withdrawals?
I did. Sometimes I deleted it off my phone.
Okay, that was wise.
And I did find myself sometimes picking up my phone and pressing where the app used to be and go, nope, I'm not doing that anymore. And I just found like for a while it was a good tool. I enjoyed it. I don't think it was, you know, inherently wrong. But I just found for me personally, it was not serving me well anymore. And so I decided to get rid of it.
Yeah, I think you can find you're spending too much time there. And whether it's social media or Netflix or video games, all these are forms of media.
Yeah.
Sports that you can just be addicted to one form of media or another, or news, and just be obsessively consuming news, that I think it can be wise to turn off the screens, turn off the noise, or a form of the noise. Maybe you're going to do one social.
Yeah,
you,
so
you didn't get off all social media, but just one.
Don't watch the news, or don't take CNN off your, you know, app, the app
and
off your phone.
And you're just doing it for 21 days.
Just for 21 days. And I think, and see if there's a, like, I would pick one that you think you, because you know, the spirit is telling you, you know when one's an issue. And just say, okay, for 21 days, I'm going to not look at that particular type of media and see what the result is. And you may find that 21 days of a break of it is fine and you can go back on it with a little more perspective. Or you may find that you have more peace.
I've had people tell me for 21 days, I turned off the news or whatever. I got off of one of the Facebook or whatever, and I didn't go back.
Yeah.
You know, I loved it. It was great for me.
And you might find that it's really healthy for you not to engage with that type of media at all, or maybe in much smaller doses, like check it once every week, not 16 times a day.
Right.
So, yeah. So that's my recommendation for people. And because it's not just the amount of time we spend on these things. I know a lot of times our mind tends to go there, but all media has a message behind it. Every piece of media was created by someone with an intent. And that message has an intent. And so I don't want us to be paranoid. I'm not trying to get into conspiracy theories. I'm just saying we need to be aware of that. Yeah, that people are trying to affect our behavior by the messages they're sending to us.
And let's just go the other way. God wrote the Bible, revealed the Bible to us with an intent.
Right.
To give us life with a capital L.
Yeah.
And wisdom. And so for 21 days to spend more time engaging the Word of God and praying to God, because this Engage God Daily is going to take you more time than some of the Engage God Dailies. That's on purpose.
Yeah, it's deeper.
Yeah, for 21 days to give more time to the media of the Bible.
Yes.
And how God has revealed himself in language to us with concrete imagery.
Yeah.
In an amazing way. And you can make room for that by pushing some of the other media out of your life for 21 days.
And because what you want is you want the messages of God to wash over you and to be the ones that form you.
The Bible calls it transforming your mind.
Yeah, you want that. And so we need to give attention to the Bible to allow it, to allow the Spirit to do that through the Word of God. You know, our world that we live in is trying to form us and does form us, and not all for the bad. I like to recognize that God can work in the world as well as through the Bible, but we just need to be aware of how we're being formed.
That's right. So you might be thinking and praying, I'm thinking about what would I do from a fast, maybe something physical with food, maybe something with media. I might do a combination.
Yeah.
I'm not sure yet about exactly what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
As we're recording this podcast, I'm still in the process of praying it through.
Yeah, same. But I'm really excited. I'm more so than I have been in the last couple of years, even, which I'm always excited for 21 days. But I'm even more excited about this one. I'm excited about the content. I'm just excited to see what God does in people's homes.
I am too.
I think opening the Word together around a table, I think God is going to take that opportunity to do things in your
home. And I think as scary as it might be for families, and you're going to probably have, most every family is going to have somebody who's resistant.
Yeah.
And I would encourage you to challenge your family and say, hey, family, you know, we may not do this forever, but for 21 days, let's do this.
Yeah.
And let's do an experiment, you know, and make it fun. Don't be overbearing, but encourage your family to say, would you pray about it? Let's do this for 21 days and let's see how it goes.
Yeah. And look, again, give yourself grace. You know, if you are, and also you have to start, you have to consider where you're starting from.
That's
right. And if you are a family that maybe you are, have never prayed together, and that's probably true of a lot of families, sure, have never gathered around and prayed all together, except maybe over a meal or something. So maybe just doing that, just getting together and saying a prayer together, that might be a big step for you. So I think you should celebrate what God's going to do through the step you need to take. And then for other people, maybe they're ready to go deeper. Maybe they are ready to do a little more.
Sure.
To do the fully, the guide fully.
And depending on where everybody else in your family is, if everybody's kind of into it, you can do a lot more.
Yeah.
If there's lots of resistance or strong resistance from one or another, God knows all that.
Yeah.
And you work with that. You read one Bible verse or...
Yeah. And I would say, look, if you have teenagers or young adults living with you and they're just not interested, do it with the people who are.
That's right.
Because you never know. If your teenager walks by and there you all are and they're like, what are y'all doing? They may get some fear of missing out.
That's right.
And be like, well, I want to be in on whatever you guys are
doing.
Same
if you have a little one who just can't sit still.
Yeah.
But the older ones can.
Yeah.
That's okay. Let the little one be there for 1 minute of it and then run off and play with toys and the rest of you do it.
Yeah. But yeah, give yourself a lot of grace, but I would say make the effort. Make the effort to try. Like you said, it's an experiment for 21 days.
That's right.
Because I think God is going to show up and bless people for making that effort. All right, Bruce. Well, let's pray. Why don't you pray for us in 21 days?
Father, as we start into 2024, we want to draw near to you. We want to hear from you. We want your wisdom, your power in our lives. We want to know Jesus all the more. We pray you would open our eyes to the I Am, to all that Jesus is. We pray, Lord, that in our homes, we would devote ourselves to you for 21 days in a row, to read your word, to pray, to fast, to seek you. And we ask you that you would transform us, that you would guide us and lead us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, everybody. We will see you back next week.